Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from our studio here in gorgeous, beautiful, can't see it now, sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Real Estate Investment 303. Now this is your small business, or you're thinking about making it your small business.
You're a junior. Congratulations.
This week, all week.
You can see the end.
All week is Real Estate Investment Education Week, the way you would think of it, learning some stuff in college or high school.
Yep.
Jill thinks we're at 303, we're juniors.
That's how I see it.
101 is the very beginning.
Yep.
Go back and listen to the show if you need to. It's all about getting that first deal done.
Yep.
It's not about how you look or whether you've got an LLC or any of the stuff that trips people up. 202 is, all right, I got a few deals done and I get it. Mm-hmm. I can see how you can make some dough and I like it. And
right.
303 here is, this is my business now.
Yep.
I can see myself soon, if I haven't quit my job already, I can see myself.
Well, my school analogy does apply. 101, did I pick the right program? 202, yeah, I did. I'm enjoying it. 303, now it's too late.
You got the bug?
No. Now it's too late. You're like, because you're going to have to go back and redo credits if you didn't pick the right program. So you better know you want to do this.
Before we get into the actual topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
Okay. Walden asks, does the vast majority of interest in the properties you are selling fail to generate a sale?
Yes. I know what he means.
I was going to say, where did that
come
from?
Lots of people are interested, but nobody buys it.
That's true.
I have a lot to say about this.
Oh, good. That's so funny. Do you know what? You know, it's so sweet, Stephen.
She's not going to read the question.
No, I'll get to it in a second. People who know you very well, it's funny that you have a lot to say about a lot of things.
Is it everything, though? This is like an old man who sits down and says, 1949.
No.
Is it that bad?
You will never tell me how to build a watch, but you will go into great detail about all the time zones. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
This is how Jill gets... Never mind.
I'm just kidding. So I like when you... It's funny when you say I have a lot to say about this, and
okay.
You do. That's the only thing. I didn't start that.
I know.
Okay. To continue Walden's question, I feel like I keep getting very interested buyers who want to do a deal and then vanish and change their mind suddenly. Is this something you commonly experience?
With a rural vacant land product type, that's possible. But I'll tell you, there's something wrong. It's either not cheap enough. They want to feel like they're like you did when you bought it. They want to run to the bank and say, this is the greatest deal ever. I don't want to lose it. So you want to make sure that you've got it priced perfectly, especially if in the beginning. Priced perfectly, you're the cheapest one in the market, you have the best property.
Right.
So with rural vacant land, this can happen. But if you're at the 303 level, like we're talking about now, you pretty much know who's going to buy the property before you buy it. You've already accumulated a bunch of buyers in the area. In fact, they've already owned land in that area.
Right.
And you've contacted them to see if they want to sell, and they've contacted you back saying, hey, I don't want to sell, but at this price, if you get other people who want to sell it, call me, I'll buy it.
Right.
So you will grow out of that.
Can I add too?
Yeah.
There's a lot of look. There are some looky-loos. I mean, that's just the fact too. And like Stephen was saying, you'll soon tell, like, all right, this guy's just a tire kicker. I got it. This is another tire kicker. I got it. You know, and you will figure that
Here's
out.
Here's an example for us, the tire kickers at our level.
Yeah.
We've got some extremely expensive property, that multi-million dollar property, and it's all urban land. It's split up urban land for developers to build houses on or whatever they might do with it. And so we always come across a guy, even at this point, who's an acquisition guy for a company and wants to impress his boss. And so he tries to put it under contract.
Oh, yes.
But we're not that stupid.
Exactly.
We don't put properties under contract unless they're all cash. It's a real deal.
Yeah.
And they're put down earnest money. That's non-refundable.
Right.
So if you really want to, if it's a bigger deal, this is off this topic of this question, but if you're past the 303, now we're on to the topic. If you're at 303 and you're like, oh, this keeps happening.
Right.
Get some money down. Even at $1,000, that will turn away the
That's it. The very interested buyers.
Oh, Jill said looky-loo.
I did the looky-loo or the tire kickers. That. You don't like looky-loo?
It's hard for a man to say that word.
Oh. You can say tire kicker. You could say hot mess.
Like yesterday. Today's topic, Real Estate Investment 303, your small business. This is the meat of the show. So tell us, what do you think 303 level that everybody should be thinking?
Oh my gosh, this is your business.
Yeah.
303 to me.
Congratulations, you made it to 303.
Is you've done 20 to 50 transactions. And now you're really looking ahead and you're like, all right, do I want to stick with this product? How do I want to expand?
Do I want to add houses,
right?
Add product lines? This is great. It's been paying the bills for a long time.
Exactly. Maybe at 303 level two, you either have or can see telling your spouse to back off on their day job a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, sweetheart, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're not going to go crazy yet. But, you know, we can now have, you know, a year of consistent revenue here. You can stop working at, you know, whatever, the grocery store.
Go part-time.
Or whatever it is. Or go part-time and you could be home with the kids now.
Here's another important thought that you might have at 303 level. Boy, I love buying these properties, but selling them, it's not so much my thing.
It's
Boy,
true.
I love the data piece of this.
It's true.
But I'm not real interested in talking to people on the phone about sales or acquisitions. These are the exact things that Jill and I went through when we started working together.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that you're good at and some things maybe that your spouse is good at or your business partner might be good at that you just can't stand doing. And you got so much money or coming in now consistently that you can start to be a little bit spoiled about it.
Right.
You don't have to feel bad about, you know, I come from Michigan where it's a big contest about who suffers the most. It's like some weird, demented version of a church cult.
That's the weirdest thing.
You know, and Jill's from Disneyland here, almost literally. So she's like, I'm not going to do anything if it doesn't make me feel good.
No, my work's
and
done. I'm out of here.
I come from a place where I'm not going to do anything if it makes me feel good at all. I should feel bad all the time.
No.
It's terrible.
No.
So it took me a long time to get used to that.
You know, when Tim Ferriss...
Now I only do the stuff that I'm real good at.
...wrote the 4-Hour Workweek book, I'm like, but what do you think I've been doing this whole time? You know... I could have written that book.
How many times can I end a sentence with a preposition? Do the things you're good at.
Oh,
it's
I didn't.
Awful. I said it 50
times. You just
times.
Said that.
Yeah,
are
like
you picking on
times.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Why are you picking on yourself?
Because I'm from Michigan.
Oh, it's in
so
your head.
A big, long, self-deprecating, awful life that people from Michigan have.
Oh.
Southeast Michigan specifically. You know who, if you're listening to this and you're from there, you're laughing right now.
Seth. Seth's one, isn't he?
Yeah, Luke Smith.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, who else do we know that's from that area? We know several.
It's not just Michigan. I pick on Michigan because I'm from there. But it's
is it Midwest?
All those Rust Belt states, yeah.
Rust Belt. Here we go.
Anybody who grew up on a farm knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
You don't get up in the morning and work on a farm because you're happy.
This is my dream. You know, what's funny about that, though, is this is off topic, of course, but... I'm sure you've had this conversation with yourself if you're in this. I hope you have. If not, I'm just a weirdo. But I look at these properties sometimes, and there's some that I want to hold on because there's, like, I see myself having chickens and goats.
Me too.
You know, I'm like...
And solar panels.
Exactly. So, and I used to never feel that way. And now I remember getting started in this, and maybe this is a 300 level thing too. At a 300 level, you stop assuming what your buyers want. You just know what a good deal is. And you know that you're going to, whatever, it's a good deal, and you know how you're going to price it, you know how you're going to market it, and you know it's going to sell to those right people. That's okay. You know how to get the reach out there and find them. That's easy, the seller's part. So what's funny to me is, in the beginning, I thought, who's going to want this? We shouldn't buy that. That's stupid. It's too far out. Now I'm becoming one of those people that, like, I want to be out there too. They're not so crazy.
Yeah.
You know? I like the tiny house movement, and I can just pick up my house and put it somewhere and, you know, be off the grid.
So it turns out this is not off topic at all.
I just answered
a question on YouTube. This guy, I did a flyover video for a property that we have, 40 acres in northern Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, northern Arizona, is not the most heavily treed area there ever was. And it's not the most water abundant, resource abundant place in the world. And it's priced like that.
Right.
But, you know, there's people all over the internet that live off the grid up there happily.
Exactly.
They don't have a mortgage. You know, you see them on YouTube everywhere. So I cracked back at this guy. I said, look.
Oh, no. How'd it go?
Not everybody likes wingtip shoes either. I didn't say this. I was a little more harsh about it. Some people like tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Some people only buy shoes at Payless because they're cheap or wherever. I probably can't even say that.
I don't know.
Trademark infringement. Anyway, so it's not, it's just to each his own.
Yeah.
You know, what I really said was, you know, we've done almost 16,000 deals. You know, some people, it turns out there actually is a market for the product, the rural vacant land portion of what we do and used to do. Everybody, exactly what you said.
Yeah. Stop guessing. You know what? Some people love heavily treed, and some people don't want too many trees because it blocks the view. When there's a beautiful ridge and sunset and everything.
Some people just want
cheap.
Okay. They want the cheapest property possible where they can drill a well or bring water in or, you know.
Or just, we have a lot of people too that just the thought that wow, for a couple thousand dollars, I can own my own piece of land. Yeah. I don't care where it is or what it looks like. It's a place to start.
You know, when they check out online, they click on that thing and check out like on our website for the real estate. I don't ask them why.
Right.
I say,
could you imagine?
We say thank you.
And what are you going to do with it? We need to know.
We question your decision as a consumer.
I want to make sure you're doing the right thing. Oh my gosh.
I've heard, you know why I'm making a thing about this? Because I've heard this for 20 years. I've heard people say this sentence. Mostly it's people in the real estate business. Who would ever buy a piece of property way out there?
So true.
Or what they like to call, and I never say it, but I'm going to say it now, in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Listen, it's the 21st century. You can get satellite feed for, you can work for Microsoft and live in the middle of nowhere with an internet satellite feed, and they're not going to know.
And there's
power
solutions.
And your cost of living is going to go to zero.
Water solutions.
Yeah.
All of that's all.
All that's all new because of technology.
Better and better.
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's what I think, too.
Some people are trying to get lost.
At the 300 level, you're there. You're seeing it. At the 300 level, too, you are now officially at a dinner party when people say, you buy and sell what? And you just roll your eyes because you know they're not going to get it. And that's just fine. Never mind. All this property paid for this awesome party that you're throwing.
Oh, you're the host?
Yeah. You're the host.
So what's that party look like that you threw?
Oh, it's awesome.
Tell me all about it.
It's a $10,000 event. And you have a reggae band in your front yard. But anyway.
A little bit more. I want to paint a picture for us.
That's the picture? Oh, yeah.
Paint a big picture.
You want the big picture? Yeah. So it's a catered event. You have an official reggae bar, a whole catered, you have an open bar, you have a reggae band that you hired, who's a top reggae band, by the way. You have a doorman, you have a kind of a bouncer, and you pulled a permit.
Oh, this just happened, actually. This is all
so
real.
Yeah. But yeah.
We just pulled all this off.
I wasn't really talking about our party. I was talking about like your party, any party, but at the 300 level, you have people that are going, what? But then on the other hand, you also have a handful of people that are going, what the heck are you doing? And can you teach me? Please, can I be in your foxhole?
We have a lot of people who come to us.
It's true.
Saying, what the heck?
Can you show me? I'm like, that's why we made Land Academy. So, because we had too many people asking us that. It was all one-offs. I'm like, that's Land Academy.
Well, you've done it again. You've spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time or tomorrow where we discuss real estate investment 404. Now you're accumulating wealth.
Nice. And we answer your questions posted on our free online community at landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. It's interesting to produce the show while it's happening.
I noticed this.
And
I like this.
It's kind of like there are certain rock bands where one guy just does everything. Rush comes to mind.
What are you saying?
Or Geddy Lee just sits. He's got a drummer that sits behind him, but he sings and does everything.
Are you saying
and
I
totally
don't do
pulls
anything?
It off. And he totally pulls it off. So.
What are you saying? Will you hand me my nail polish? No. What are you saying?
This is what Jill, this is the sentence that Jill asked me. I'm producing this whole show. I do all of it. We have a content producer and that's it.
Right.
Who's actually Jill's assistant, but that's a different story.
Right.
This is the sentence Jill asked me before we sat down. Is my lipstick good enough? Recording audio at the same video. This is all live.
This is actually
this is
true.
Live, and, you know, what could go wrong? I'm running the lights and everything. There's no one else here. It's me.
I want to make sure my lipstick would show up.
All about your lipstick, sweetheart.
Thank you. Did I do okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You did great.
Oh, good.
you're the reason people watch this. So well, listen to this. It's not me.
Thank you. You're awesome.
You're the talent.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening, and hopefully on YouTube. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.